Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Garrett Bake, your brother in arms, and welcome to another episode of The Phoenix Project. Today's topic, sedation. So today is Sunday, and I do go to church. I go to church regularly. Probably not for some of the same reasons that others do, but I do nonetheless. But anyway, I went to church today. Had my kids with me, and we were receiving the good word, right? We were listening to what was going on, learning, and I was in a class where a certain topic came up, and I don't want to talk about the topic because really the topic doesn't matter. What matters was my experience. And during this conversation of this certain topic, there were people sharing, but they weren't sharing their own experiences. They weren't sharing their own pain. They weren't sharing their own trials. What they were sharing was what other people were experiencing or what other people were going through. And at first, I thought, well, I think they're just warming up to it. Eventually, they'll get to it. But the entire hour passed, and not one person talked about their own personal experience. And as the time was going, I started to get more angry and more angry and more angry. Now, most of you are saying, why are you getting angry at church? Well, you're right. I shouldn't be getting angry at church. And afterwards, I had a discussion with myself. And I said, self, why is it that you're getting angry? And I realized in this conversation with myself, that the reason that I was feeling so angry was because nobody was telling the truth. See, they were more than willing to throw their cousin or their uncle or another family member or a friend under the bus and use them as the example as to why things didn't work for them or to prove their point on a certain context or concept, or scripture, but they were not willing to talk about themselves. And so it made me think, where in my life am I not willing to tell the truth? Where in my life am I unwilling to share with others my true pain? And I started to realize that there are many areas in my life where I still lack the courage to tell the truth. Now, I realize that at church, people go to be enriched and to be enlightened. But there's a problem with that. The good word, as they say, means absolutely nothing if you're unwilling to tell the truth. Because at the end, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. It's not going to mean anything. So ask yourself, where in your life are you unwilling to tell the truth? Are you still smearing that Maybelline lipstick on the lips of that big, fat, ugly pig, hoping that it's somehow going to win a beauty contest? So I invite you to examine your life and find those instances where you're not telling the truth. And then I challenge you to take the opportunity to tell the truth. That's it for today. For more information, go to realtalkforrealheroes.com.